I mean, to a child, it was very large, but to an adult, it was hard to remember that those rooms were so big to us, so big. And then when she died when I was 10, and so people didn't go to the funeral home then. They were laid out at home, and she was laid out in the living room of that house. It was really spooky to me, but you know, that's the way it was done then.
Wow, so tell me, you said she had a garden.
She had the most gorgeous flowers that she grew. I don't know what they were, of course, but it was like a postage stamp. It was so little. But she and her maid would get out and work in the garden almost every day. Almost every day.
Any vegetables?
No, just flowers.
Have you ever had
No.
grapes or family? No.
We're not gardeners.
No. Oh, well, flowers are
I
good.
don't really like to be outside with the pollen at all either.
Yeah, that's same here. I'm having that problem myself. Well, let me see. Tell me about, so you grew up in the South. Tell me about some of the things you remember eating as a kid.
Eating. Well, this is not Southern, but my father loved ice cream. So when we were little, there was a place in Savannah called Leopold's Ice Cream Parlor, and everybody went to Leopold's. And I don't know why the ice cream was so good, but it was fantastic. Just cream, you know. Oh, I can't tell you, can't describe it. It was so wonderful. Then we used to eat. We had a nursie. We called her Nursie because we couldn't say her name because it was Alafenia. Alafenia Simpson. And she was our nursie until we moved to Atlanta. And she came to Atlanta with us. She was 16 when she came to work for my mother. So she wasn't a lot older than we are, were. But she would fix fried okra. Love it to this day. And I've never, ever eaten any like she fixed. And Daddy would come home for lunch because that's what you did then. You know, you'd go to work, come home for lunch, then you'd go back to work. And we would have our main meal in the middle of the day. And I don't remember a lot that we ate except we ate fried chicken, mashed potatoes, and okra. I remember that. And beets, like beets. I guess it's because I've always eaten them. And milk, a lot of milk. Oh, and cornbread. Now, I remember those things, but I can't tell you what else we ate.
You don't remember any other kind of meat?
Don't remember a thing about not growing up.
Right.
Not as a young child. But we used to have roast beef. You know, during the war, we had some soldiers that lived in our house. Rented because there wasn't enough, there was not enough housing, or I don't know why they were with us, quite frankly. But mother said there weren't enough places for them to live on the base in Savannah. So they lived with us. And I don't remember much about it, except I remember I went in the bathroom one time and watched one of them shave, and I got a spanking for it because I was in the bathroom with it. That soldier, I don't know. But I now do remember that. But I was embarrassed because I was just watching him shave. You know, I was a little girl. So let's see. And then we moved up here, and we didn't have anybody living with us up here. But I remember that we would go to the store on Highland Avenue. There used to be an A&P or some kind of, maybe it was an independent store, I don't remember. And the butcher liked my mother. And he would save her the best cuts of meat. And then, you know, we had ration books with tickets, stamps in it that you were allowed, you know, I don't remember really how they worked it, but because I didn't pay much attention. But I know that she had to take her ration books. We all four had one. And if you bought coffee, they took ration, however many tickets you had to have out for that. And because my mother was a school teacher,